Tonight, we present a landmark in television entertainment. Roots, the true story Alex Haley uncovered in his 12 years search across the seven generations of his ancestry.
There had never been something like a miniseries before. So the fact that you're watching, really binge watching, this is sort of the first moment of binge watching. If you're like me, I binge watch TV all the time. But this is the first moment in which people are in the privacy of their own homes, and every single night they are like ravenous for another episode of Roots.
All the joys and all the hardships of a vibrant country and its people through the years of slavery. The Civil War.
So I was very young when Roots came out. But I do remember sitting 6 inches from the TV, and it was like the only time my mom did not yell at me to sit back, because it was so engrossed. It was just incredible. I don't think I spoke for like a week. It was just so much to take in.
Americans canceled meetings, social events, so that they could stay home and watch the cultural events. There was a casino in Las Vegas that closed down. That's unheard of.
It got a lot of people just to sit down and watch. And for me, and I can't speak for everybody, I can speak for myself and my sisters, it gave us a sense of be alert to what's out there.
The 1960s and 70s were a moment that Americans longed for something that could explain the upheaval of the previous decade. Americans who were also disillusioned by Watergate, by the loss of the Vietnam War and the turn of the Nixon era, were also looking for answers that would give them a better idea of what their identity might mean living in America at this moment.
Very huge, because it was the first time you got to see slavery like up close and personal in a miniseries night after night. So from that, so many people wanted to know their heritage, not just African Americans. It really sparked the beginning of genealogy being popular. My cousin Floyd, he started doing it like when Roots came out and everyone like crammed down to the National Archives. So don't think that I had that drive to do research at that time. But I've always, when my cousin would come back with those great stories, it just awakened the researcher in me. I really just wanted to know more.
After Roots debuted in 1977, people wrote in letters to the editor and wrote in letters to ABC. There's actually like an archive of letters that you can access of people who loved it, who hated it, like they have, you know, there's hate mail, but there's also like fan mail. There are people who are writing in saying, I've been trying to find my aunt, I'm trying to find my cousin. And there are people who wrote in after they found out that parts of it had been plagiarized and basically said, I don't care. like they're like, I don't care. This story is so meaningful that that this story changed my life.
You see all this and you hear it and you put it together and, well, wait a minute, if Alex Haley can do this, why can't I? And I had questioned. I found out that history is, it's more than just people. It's the information. And those are the kind of things that Roots brings out.
You here to keep this family going, to survive.
So there's so many movies out that help stimulate people to the idea that they can do this and look for this. I'm waiting for the new version or the new season for the TV show Underground.
Do you know what a bounty hunter is?
Starting back in 2012 with not just the film of Lincoln, but also Django coming out in the same year. Belle came out shortly after. 12 Years a Slave was like a year after that. There was this moment, this pocket in the age of Obama, all in the age of Obama.
A rambunctious sword, ain't he?
What's your name?
Django. The D is silent.
Now, I remember someone asking me, like, do we really need more films about slavery? Like, aren't we good? And I was like, no, we're not even close. Like, if you think about all the films that are just World War II films, right? Like, films from all different aspects and all different perspectives of World War II. I mean, there are hundreds of films about war. There are hundreds of films just about the Civil War. There are hundreds of films that have to do with these historical moments that we tackle and retackle over and over again. So I think it's a great moment in which to come back to roots, but I don't think that roots is a complete answer. I think all it does is just start up another conversation. It's really difficult to get people to watch because people think they already know the history, or they think it's just going to be more violence, and it is. The remake is much more violent than the original. And I was speaking to the director, and he said he intentionally made it more violent because he feels like 21st century kids don't respect it unless it's violent. There's something that has yet to be grappled with how we discuss race in American discourse, with how we discuss identity, particularly as an African American, with how we examine this painful moment in our history, and how we can even tease out bits of joy or pleasure or laughter in the midst of all of that violent oppression. I think that looking at roots and looking at the Black Lives Matter movement today is a way of saying, in a very simplistic way of saying, like, my life matters, right? Not my life is superior, my life is great, you know, but my life matters, just in a very simple way. I think that's what Kunta Kinte's story is all about, like really trying to make sure that his legacy, his heritage, his name mattered. Separating my family, bringing me to this foreign place. Now I'm focused on surviving in the midst of